A local woman has been charged with illegally killing a muskox, the latest in Nome's increasingly common nuisance muskox problem. Nome resident Diana Adams has been cited by an Alaska State Wildlife Trooper for taking a muskox out of season just over a week ago in Icy View. In an email, Adams says she's been, quote, charged with the illegal taking of game and has no comment. But muskox remaining close to town, uncomfortably close to some, has left wildlife officials scrambling all summer for a solution. Current estimates put about 150 animals within 7 miles of Nome, with deterrents ranging from rubber bullets to bear decoys to bear urine. The question remains, have any of them been effective?
I would say the short version to that is they haven't.
Tony Gorn is the wildlife biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Nome. He says the first call for nuisance muskox came in May, months earlier than in prior years. And with precautions failing to change the animal's behavior, Gorn says the best Fish and Game has been able to do is move the herds on a case-by-case basis.
We've been diligently moving muskox groups. When people call us, we go out and we move the herds away from the backyard or the airport or wherever the case might be.
Another way Fish and Game is tackling the problem is by moving up the limited subsistence hunt for muskox. The opening for 5 bulls now starts August 1st, 5 months early. But all of that, Gorn says, misses the bigger picture. The Seward Peninsula population of muskox continues to decline by about 13% annually, with high natural death rates and fewer calves surviving into a second year. That's why the hunt is opening earlier, but remains limited to just 5 bulls.
We still have to be conservative with our harvest rates because we don't want to over-harvest the population.
The problem isn't too many muskox. In fact, Gorn says the population grew steadily for 30 years, and when it peaked around 2,800 animals, there were fewer incidents of urban muskox around Nome. Though the data is not complete, Gorn says the problem is likely predators that muskox deem a bigger threat than humans.
The challenge is going to be for our deterrence is we got to find a deterrent that is even more unpleasant to groups of muskox than being chased around by a bear or a wolf is. And frankly, I'm not sure what that's going to be.
Fish and Game is still looking for solutions to keep the muskox out of town, but if harvesting more of Nome's urban muskox is off the table and predators are what's truly keeping the animals in town, Gorn says hunters can help in a different way. He says brown bear season opens in Unit 22C on August 1st.